Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Christy Whitman back with us, has been a transformational leader, celebrity coach, law of attraction expert for the last 20 years. She is the author of The Desire Factor and Quantum Success. Christy is a bringer of deep light through the wisdom of the Divine Quantum Council of Light. We'll talk about that. The council coaches, shares inspiring and truthful messages of light, and gives practical tools and tips for practical living through energy mastery. Christy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, George. Great to be back. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Everything's fine. I'm good to have you back, too. Tell us about this Council of Light.
Yeah, so I am a channel, or some people call it medium, some people call it a messenger of light. And they have been coming through me for, you know, over 20 years now through my books and through messages that I receive when I'm coaching someone. And at the end of 2019, I started full on bringing them in. My consciousness goes out, their consciousness comes in, and it's amazing what they can see beyond like the human. They can see blocks for people. They have an amazing wisdom to bring through, and they offer healing, and they offer practical tips that human beings can use to be able to master our energy. Because that's really when we know this, right? Everything is energy. People say that now. It's almost like something, oh, yeah, well, everything's energy. We know this from quantum physics. We know this from science. Yet so many people, when they're feeling fear or when they're looking at a certain situation, they don't realize that it's prior energy that brought that situation to them. This is what we talk about with law of attraction. We are attracting everything in our experience. Nothing is asserted, although it feels like it. When we can shift our energy and know how to apply energy mastery, that's when we can take fear and turn it into something else, turn it into courage, turn it into faith. We can feel more relaxed, feel more connected, feel more at peace by mastering our consciousness. And so what's our consciousness? It's what we say, it's what we think, it's what we feel, what we perceive, and what we do. And when we can shift that aspect of our lives, then everything else shifts.
Is the Council of Light angelic?
Yes, they are high ascended masters, angels, whatever you want to call them. It's high energy. It's high consciousness that comes through. It's like matching. If we were to all think and feel like the divine does, that's the communication that the council brings forth. And so their messages are inspiring. They help people in day-to-day life, and it is a very angelic. You'll feel it, even though we're on the phone, you can't see me. When I bring them in, you'll feel the energy, and you'll definitely hear the wisdom in them.
My voice
changes, too.
Sorry? Oh, it does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, into what?
It's a little, well, some people would say it's like a British accent. Some would say it's a South African accent. So you'll have to be the judge of it yourself, George. But it's a bit different of tonality. There's a different cadence to how they speak. So it's different.
How did you get involved in this? What happened to you?
Well, for me, I've always been a light worker. I mean, for 28 years ago, I started meditating and I started practicing and playing with energy, playing with light. And so the first time I had direct experience with this, I was at a meditation retreat and my sister was going through a very hard time. And at this meditation retreat, they were teaching us how to give healings and how to add light to someone's life. And during that time, I was in the meditation doing this process, and my sister popped in. And later I found out, later that day, that at the same time I was sending her this healing light, she had transitioned. And, that was the first sign for me that working with light has a powerful and profound effect on people's lives. And so I started working with that in my own life, and that's when my book started coming through me. I knew it wasn't my voice or my consciousness that I was having come through my pen or that I was hearing. And so I kept following the guidance of that light, of that feeling, that intuition, if you will. And that led me to write a book. It led me to coaching. It led me to, speaking on universal laws like law of attraction. Every book, all the 7 books I've written have been through this medium and being able to help someone heal by putting up my hands, not with me actually wanting to do it, but my hands would just automatically go up and then the person would feel it. All of it's been an evolution. And like I said, in 2019, I was with a group of people that were looking to get their energy shifted and do energy healings. And all of a sudden, my consciousness went out and their consciousness came in. And we've been doing this ever since. So we're helping people, create more money in their lives, to have better relationships, attract partners, everything that humans care about. Feeling at peace and loving their career, all the things that we want to put our focus and our energy on, they've got guidance and wisdom. So I just kept following my path of being a light worker, and this is the next evolution for that.
Christy, I know you trust the Council of Light, but how do you know you can?
The way I feel when I hear the wisdom and the way how others feel when they, first of all, feel the energy. It's a very, I run a pretty good high energy, but they have this amazing, tremendous, healing, peaceful energy that comes through. And then the wisdom that comes through, it just resonates as truth. They don't speak of limitation. They don't speak of lack. They speak of compassion, and they speak of neutralizing our energy with compassion. And it all just feels good. And that's how I know I can trust what they say, because it doesn't feel like they're not telling me what to do, but they're guiding me what to do, and they're guiding others what to do back into our natural state of our divine design, which is abundance, success, well-being, and loving and supportive relationships. So it feels good. And when we feel good, that is something to trust.
Our friend William Henry talks a lot about light workers. Are these part of them?
When we say light workers, yes. It's pure light. It's pure consciousness coming in.
Can anybody access this or tap into this?
Absolutely. All of us are, we're physical beings, right? But what is breathing us? What is animating our minds? What is allowing us to think? And, if someone was to say, okay, is this person dead or are they alive? They're going to look for the vital signs. What are those vital signs? If our heart's beating, who's beating that? If we're breathing in and out, not even thinking about breathing, what's doing that? It's the non-physical in us. And so that non-physical in us is pure positive energy. It doesn't go into lack or limitation or fear or worry. And so, yes, all of us have the ability to connect and align with that higher sense of who we are. Some call it the divine self, some call it soul self, higher mind, but it's allowing ourselves to align with a power that's so much greater than us, with an energy that's always in pure positive energy. And once we can master that, once we have practical tools on how to connect with that higher frequency, then it becomes part of our daily lives. And I've seen it with clients. It's amazing how many people shift. I've witnessed one woman had been in debt her entire life. For her mom and dad had always been in debt, so it's something that, you know, it was just like a habit, a pattern in her life. Of course, learned it from her parents, and finally shifted her own perspective with money, her own relationship with money, which is also energy. And got out of debt, got a promotion. She's more financially stable and in a better successful place than she'd ever been by changing the patterns. We see this in relationships. We see this with, you know, someone saying, I want a partner, but I can't seem to find one. And then they change that patterning and they find the love of their lives and they stay with the love of their lives. So lots of things are shifting when we shift the energy. And what's, again, when we're shifting our energy, we're shifting a thought. It's a thought of lack, I can't do this, to I can do this and this feels good to do, to the words that we speak. Words are so powerful. Even saying I can't or I should, you know, those have an energetic connection where that starts our either misalignment or our alignment. Or tending to our feeling and saying, I'm not feeling very good right now. What would make me feel better? How do I want to feel? And being able to call in and bring in the energy of, say, success or abundance or freedom, and really live from that place where we're choosing, because we're the chooser, we have free will, right? Our will, when it matches with divine will, which is always, you know, for us and is in honor and respect of us, when we're in honor and respect of us, we're in alignment. We feel good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
With Christy Whitman, her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of her books include Quantum Success. The other is The Desire Factor. Christy, you've talked about different aspects of sending out vibrations. How important is that?
Well, everything is energy, right? So when you think about it, we are energy receivers. We are always in a place of receiving. It's like a breath, right? We breathe in, we breathe out. Most people think about, and especially with law of attraction, right? Oh, my thoughts send out a vibration, so that then comes back. But where does that vibration come from? We have to know that we are energy receivers. We're picking up energy from our environment, from the person we're with at home, to when we go to the grocery store, to those people that we connect with on social media or at work. We're bringing in energy. And when we are deliberately connecting with the energy of joy, freedom, the energy that peace, harmony, the energy that we want to feel deliberately, then we're allowing ourselves to fill up with a higher energy, because we are energy receivers. We're also energy containers. And the energy that we're holding consistently becomes what we then attract. So we're not just sending out energy. We do that by what we say, what we think, how we feel, what our perspective is, and, of course, what we do, taking action, our behaviors and our habits and things like that. But we have to realize that that's only one part of the picture. We have to connect with the energy that we ultimately want to feel, joy, happiness, hold that energy in our container, be filled up with it, and then what we send out with our thoughts and all that, with our consciousness, then attracts to us more situations, circumstances, events, people from that place.
Is there some aspect that is the most important of all of them, or are they all about the same?
They're all important, but when you really think about it, if you're connecting with joy instead of fear, right, that connection of energy, that allowing yourself to fill up with that joy and to just say, I'm going to feel good no matter what. I am going to choose to feel joyful. I'm going to look for positive aspects. I'm going to look for things to appreciate and find gratitude for. We then feel connected, and then it naturally shifts our mood, our attitude, our perspective. So connecting with the energy of what we want to feel is absolutely essential, because the rest of it is affected by that.
How do you know that you're connected with the Council of Light?
Well, I know I'm connected with the council just because my consciousness is gone and their consciousness comes in, but I feel good. How we each of us know that we're connected with light is because we feel good. If you look at it as like a spectrum, on one side of the spectrum is lack, limitation, and that's where all the negative feelings come. If we feel that we're not enough, we don't feel good. If we feel that we don't have enough money, we don't feel good. If we feel that we have no chance of finding a partner, we're lonely, or, you know, on any of those feelings, we don't feel good, because it's coming from a perspective of insufficiency, lack, limitation, not enough. On the other side of the spectrum is abundance. And abundance always feels good. If we feel fulfilled, we have hope, we have, we look towards our future with excitement. And so there's a tipping point between lack and abundance, and that tipping point is satisfaction. It's finding that fulfillment. It's finding that alignment, and that's how we know we're feeling good. Sometimes it's bringing in compassion for ourselves instead of judgment. Other times it's looking for, what's right and good in our lives instead of what's wrong and bad. And we all have, each and every one of us has free will and choice to decide, Are we going to continue to create momentum and lack and limitation so I'm continuing to not feel good? Or can I change this perspective? Can I change my mind on this? Can I change my attitude? And all of us can. So all of us can do this.
So it's up to us as individuals.
Yeah, we each one of us, doesn't matter who we are, we've all been given free will and choice. Nobody can think for us. Nobody can speak for us. That's all an internal job. And even if someone we're connecting with, if they're in a bad mood, we actually could allow them to be in the mood that they're in and still feel good. We have ability to choose how we want to feel, how we want to radiate, how we want to experience our lives. But most people, and I'm one of those people too, I'm still working through that in my own life, we have been trained that if we want to be happy, that person has to change their attitude. Or if I want to be successful, I have to have the economy look like this. Or in order for me to be happy, I have to make this amount of money. Our focus is on, let me change this so that I can then feel happy. Let me change this so I can then feel free. And the truth is that how it works in our universe is everything is vibration. You deliberately connect with the vibration that you want to experience, and everything else then changes. The reason we want anything, and all of us have desires, whether it's for a meal or for a promotion, whatever desire we have, we think that that desire, when it becomes a fulfilled desire, will make us feel a certain way. Oh, I'll finally feel free. Oh, I'll finally feel loved. I'll finally feel connected. I'll finally feel successful. And what we need to understand is that it's not those outer third dimensional things that can control or influence our feelings. It's our choice. So why don't we just cut out the middleman and choose to feel happy, choose to feel connected? And that starts by cultivating energy and light within ourselves.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.